All right, this is Pat Berry on September, what is today? 28th, 2007. Talking, now, this is the Aston Road here?
Now, this is the Aston Road up here where I've written first tank.
Mm-hmm.
And A is where A Company was, where the German tanks went through them on the way down to where we were later. Now, we come out of our positions up here in this along this field where the German infantry had came down on the other side of the field, and the swamp where they were digging peat was right behind them. They came right down the edge of that. After midnight on the 28th, they took us all out with A leading. And I was told later that when they got opposite where A Company was up on the Aston Mayel Road, that part of the group of men from this position where we had been more or less cut off, that they went up there, and that's where they had to be when they were fired on by friendly troops. It would be their own group. B Company continued on down and then made a turn and went up to the road where was the furthest point that the Germans got on the 29th. And they put us parallel to the road with our backs to the road and, oh, probably a football field away from the road. And as far over here in the distance, to our right was woods. And we, the German troops, quite a number of them, came down as far as a house, which was as far enough away from us that you had to aim your rifle up above, parallel to the ground, as to see a tracer going over in that area. If you tried to shoot straight, well, it never made it that far. So I assumed there was a road back there, where the Germans come out of the woods, down past this house. After they got as far as the house and went no further, we had quite a volume of fire, rifle fire, going in their direction, and a lot of tracers. So maybe maybe they hold up there. But anyhow, right after that, two of our light tanks come out from the area above us. In other words, towards Astonmore, and they headed right for that house. And whether they all surrendered or not, I don't know, because nobody came out of those tanks to go check. They just took the ones that came out and surrendered, escorted them back out of our sight on up the road somewhere. Right after that, they ordered us to swing back around, and we dug in at right angles, or most of them did, along another irrigation ditch. And myself and one other of our men were told by a sergeant to dig in the yard. What for? He didn't explain what for. He just said the two of us to dig in there. And there we are out in that yard with no cover. The rest of them were dug in, like I say, back behind here. Sometime, several mortars were dropped in. One of them, I got a piece in my arm. And it had cauterized itself because I didn't have any running blood. And it didn't hurt all that much. It wasn't going anywhere anyhow. There was no medic. Stayed where I was at. And later, the tanks came down. Now, this is somewhere between 10 and 11, as I remember.
This is on the 28th?
This is on 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, because the 28th, after midnight, we pulled out of up here by the beyond the swamp and come down through the swamp. And so the house that had a driveway on the far end away from me, and behind it was a little shed. They dropped in enough, I'm not sure whether, I know as mortars were exploding, and they weren't that many of them, they'd drop one, and then after a while they'd drop another. And of course I'd dive into what I laughingly call a slit trench, because it was only big enough for half of me. And of course it was too late anyhow by that time. And I don't know, maybe 2, 3, 4 mortars were dropped. And then this first tank came down the road. It was knocked out right beside the house. I could see 2/3 of the tank past the rear of the house. Like I said, there was the road, a deep ditch, a very short piece of ground between the ditch and the house. You know, a couple of yards or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that first tank got knocked out right there. Now, I could easily have thrown a stone and hit it, because I'm right on the other side of the house. After it got hit, there were, I don't know whether it was 4 or 5 more tanks, but they told me later that they went off the road, down the bank, and into this lower level ground on the left of the road facing Aston, and that all of them were knocked out either by our anti-tank our TDs or by tanks, which they had, according to, what was the fellow's name that got the funk or something?
Oh, yeah, from the 814th?
Yeah.
Yeah, the DSC.
DFC. I talked to him years later, and he said that they had the tanks and the TDs spaced around. They had them crossfire, and they knocked all of them out down there in that off the road. And it was after that that the mortar came in that, I don't know how close it was, but it blew the other fellow back into a slit trench and blew me. We were both kneeling on the edge, facing each other, and I was handing him a pack of cigarettes. And when I came to, I thought he had left. Well, pretty soon he comes popping up out of his hole, and he had been hit in the head, arms, who knows where. And he took off for the other end of the house. When I went back, after I'd gathered up all my rifle and helmet and looking for my cigarettes, which were probably in another county, went back, and there was a TD behind the house. I didn't even know the thing was there. But anyhow, that was it. They had sent a Jeep for him, taken him down the road a mile or so, and then come back and got me. And that was the end of it. Now, the point where that house is and where I was wounded had to be the furthest point, because all the tanks that came down were knocked out at that thing. And a mile down the road, Germans couldn't have gone any further.
And that's the house that you're trying to find.
Yeah. Yeah. And a mile down the road is where the Scotch or British or whatever they were, tank division, because you could see a whole line of British tanks down the road. The first one was just past the road that's turned into a house where they had an aid station. And 11 o'clock in the morning, and the British were, Scotch, whatever, were down there having tea, making us ruin our tea. That was 11 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what kind of fighting went on after I got hit, but they didn't relieve, is what accounts I've seen, until sometime after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the end of that period of the war for me. But that's, if you could find the coordinates where the Germans were stopped.
Yeah, well, and I've got those.
That's where, and I think possibly there was a road from where we came in here out of the swamp. Possibly it continued on down and connected with this road back here.
Let me see if I can, because I did find those coordinates and I plotted them out at one point.